November 26, 1921. The centralization of the purpose of creation, of redemption, and of glorification. The divine will as life of the creature surpasses the miracle of the Eucharist. I was thinking about what is written on the 19th of the current month, and I said to myself, how is it possible that, after my mama, I be the second support? My sweet Jesus, drawing me to himself, into an immense light, told me, my daughter, why do you doubt? What is the reason? And I, my great misery. And he, this you must banish. Besides, if I did not choose you, I certainly should have chosen another one from the human family. In fact, the human family rebelled against my will, and by rebelling, it took away from me the purpose of the glory and of the honor which creation was supposed to give me. Therefore, another from the same human family, by having a continuous connection with my will, by living more with my will than with her own, embracing everything within my volition, was to rise over everything so as to lay at the feet of my throne the glory, the honor and the love which all the others have not given me. The only purpose of creation was that all would fulfill my will, not that man would do great things. Rather, I look at those as trifles and I despise them if they are not fruits of my will. This is why many works turned to ruin at their peak, because the life of my will was not in them. So, having broken his will from mine, man destroyed my best, the purpose for which I had created him. He ruined himself completely, and denied me all the rights which he owed me as creator. But my works carry the mark of eternity, and my infinite wisdom and my eternal love could not leave the work of creation without its effects and the rights which were due to me. This is the reason for redemption. With so many pains, I wanted to expiate all the sins of man, by never doing my own will, but always that of the divinity, even in the most tiny things, such as breathing, looking, speaking, etc. My humanity did not move, nor did it have life, if it was not animated by the will of my Father. I would have contented myself with dying 1,000 times rather than take a breath without his will. Through this, I joined again the human will with the divine, and through my person alone, being true man and true God, I returned to my Father all the glory and the rights which befitted him. But my will and my love do not want to be alone in my works, they want to make other images similar to me. After my humanity restored the purpose of creation, I saw that, because of man's ingratitude, the purpose of redemption was in danger, and almost ruined for many. Therefore, so that redemption might bring me complete glory and give me all the rights which were due to me, I took another creature from the human family, my mama, faithful copy of my life, in whom my will was preserved as whole, and I centralized in her all the fruits of redemption. So I rescued the purpose of creation and redemption. And if no one had taken advantage of redemption, my mama would give me all that the creatures would not have given me. Now I come to you. I was true man and true God, my dear mama was innocent and holy, and our love pushed us even further. We wanted another creature who, being conceived like all the other children of men, would take the third place at my side. I was not satisfied with the fact that only myself and my mama remained unbroken with the divine will. We wanted other children who, in the name of all, living in full accord with our will, would give us divine glory and love for all. Therefore I called you from eternity, when nothing yet existed down here. And just as I longed for my dear mama, delighting in her, caressing her, and pouring upon her, in torrents, all the goods of the divinity, so I longed for you, I caressed you, and the torrents which were poured on my mama inundated you, for as much as you were capable of containing. They prepared you, anticipated you, and embellishing you, they gave you the grace that my will be whole in you, and that my will, not yours, would animate even your tiniest acts. My life, my will and all my love flew in each act of yours. What contentment! How many joys did I not feel! This is why I call you second support after my mama. Not upon you did I lean, because you were nothing, and lean I could not, but upon my will, which you were to contain. My will is life, and whoever possesses it possesses life, and is able to sustain the author of life itself. Therefore, just as I centralized in me the purpose of creation, I centralized in my mama the fruits of redemption, and I centralized in you the purpose of the glory as if my will were whole in everyone. And from you will come the squad of the other creatures. The generations will not pass away if I do not obtain this intent. Stupefied, I said, my love, is it possible that your will is whole in me, and that in all my life there has been no break between your will and mine? It seems to me that you are making fun of me. And Jesus, with a tone even sweeter, no, I am not making fun of you. It is really true that there has been no break. An injury at the most, sometimes. And my love, like strong cement, has repaired these injuries, and has rendered the integrity stronger. I have guarded each one of your acts, making my will flow immediately, as if to its place of honor. I knew that many graces were needed, since I was to operate the greatest miracle that exists in the world, that is, the continuous living in my will. The soul must absorb the whole of a God into her act, to give him back again as whole as she absorbed him, and then absorb him once again. Therefore, this surpasses even the miracle of the Eucharist. Its accidents have no reason, nor a will, nor desires which may oppose my sacramental life. So, the host contributes nothing, all the work is mine. If I want it, I do it. On the other hand, in order to make the miracle of the living in my will happen, I have to bear the reason, a human will, a desire, a love which is purely free. How much does this not take? Therefore, there are many souls who receive communion and take part in the miracle of the Eucharist, because they sacrifice less. But having to sacrifice more in order to let the miracle that my will may have life in them occur, very few are those who dispose themselves.